From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hey, welcome back. And here's today's question. What does it take to be an approachable leader? I talked about approachability recently in a workshop that I did for medical professionals. They were physicians and medical managers, and our focus was coaching, but we realized that to be a good coach, you have to be seen as approachable. You can't just declare that you are, any more than declaring that you have an open door policy guarantees that people will come in. People have to feel comfortable. They decide if you're approachable. So let's look at a checklist of behaviors that telegraph approachability. Here we go. Are you an initiator or a responder? In other words, when you encounter people, who's more likely to say the first thing, the other person or you? If you're the initiator, people know you are eager to engage. And what is your first response when people encounter you? If they come to your office, for example, is your answer, "What is it?" Or do you say, "How can I help you?" Do you say, "Yes?" Or, "Hey, come on in." The first words you say in a conversation with people sets the tone. You know, when I decided I wanted to be a better writing coach in my own newsroom years ago, I decided that I would ask people this question when I looked at their work. What do you love about it? That was the first thing I would ask. What do you love about it? And what does that say? It says that you should love it, and it sets a very positive tone. Let's talk about eye contact. Do you stay focused on people or do you easily get distracted? Do your eyes stray? Do you end up looking at your watch or looking at a computer? Body language is important. Do you stay behind your desk if someone comes in? Do you keep your arms folded? Do you lean back from them or lean in? And when you're out and about in the workplace, are you walking with a fast stride or with your head down that sends a message of, "I'm busy, don't bother me"? Or do you keep looking for opportunities to engage along the way? What about affect? Affect is the way that your face actually looks when people are engaging with you. A flat affect means that you don't necessarily laugh easily, your eyes don't sparkle, you stay kind of still. If that's you, you may be intimidating people without even knowing it. So think about the concept of mirroring. Mirroring says that I look at the other person and try to do what they're doing. If they're happy, I'll look happy. If they're not engaged, maybe this is very serious and I'll mirror what they're talking about, the way they look. But you know, we're talking about the impact you have in person, but it's not just in person. What about your digital affect? You know, in emails, when you're corresponding with people, do you respond very tersely? You may think that you're being efficient because you're in a hurry. You may send just a one or two word answer, something like "fine" or "okay" or "do it." And you think, "I'm just encouraging you. You got the message." But other people can see it as dismissive. "Fine" could be heard as "fine." "Do it" could be heard as "do it." That's not what you're trying to do. So make certain you telegraph your intent in a message. "Hey, fine with me" is a whole lot different than "fine" and only takes a few more keystrokes. Think of approachability as the generous use of your power. Knowing that your time is limited, but your influence is great, how do you want to invest that time and influence? Do you want to take care of your own interests first to be seen as insulated or isolated? Or do you want to use that time and influence in making others feel welcome and appreciated? If you choose the latter, you're going to be known as an approachable leader. That's Q&A for today for Loyola University in Chicago School of Communication. I'm Jill Geisler.